Well, nobody here but us chickens.
Who's there? Stan, is that you?
No, it's me.
John.
Surprised to see me?
Not entirely. I take it Stan couldn't make it.
I'll be the one asking the question, Sylvia. Give me that.
Don't think that after Fastella Prime you've got any right to...
Give it to me!
Very well. Here.
That's better. Well, well, well. The specs for SS Genesis. Communication node, security details. Control interface links. A little more information than the brochures GM Shipping usually hands out, isn't it? Would you like to explain what you're doing with it?
I haven't got time to play games.
You've been working for the competition, Sylvia. Pity. It might have been nice to have you on our team. For old time's sake.
What do you mean? Competition?
Don't play the innocent with me. For a start, you can tell me who Stan is.
Stan?
You just asked me if I was here instead of him.
But... I thought you were working...
Who is...
Explain your actions immediately. Why were you conversing with a GM Shipping security officer?
He's... was... a colleague. He wanted to know who I was meeting. I thought he was working for you.
The correct strategy would have been to wait and observe the disposition of his enemy.
Did you have to kill him?
Spineless worm. Here, take this.
What is it?
The details of the bank account in your name, into which 200,000 credit bars have been paid. Perhaps that will ease your anguish. Now, you have something for me.
There.
Good. Everything is here.
Is that all?
No. A transport loader is outside this hangar. It contains the biological material that is to be shipped in the Genesis.
But all the livestock cells have been delivered to the ship, haven't they?
Do not question my orders! You will dispose of the existing stock and replace it with the cells in that case. Do you understand?
Yes.
I will join you there later.
What? I mean, how will you do that without attracting attention to yourself?
That is my affair.
What about him?
My agents will dispose of the body. That you carry out your orders. There must be no failure. You understand? None!
Procedure in all areas bordering on alien war zones. If the company did not utilize the naval escort, its insurance premiums would increase significantly.
Wouldn't that be a tragedy?
Cloning Vat 3 is indicating a 0.5 degree drop in temperature. I will request Alan Bryce investigate.
No! I'll do it.
Alan Bryce is the ship's engineer, Sylvia. It is his responsibility.
And the vats are mine. It might just be a loose connection. I'll take a look.
Nevertheless, the engineer should deal.
What is it?
I am reading a distortion in our warp signature.
Is that bad?
It may be an anomalous effect of our entry into the Marius cluster.
Or
one of our engines may be starting to resonate. Alan Bryce will need to conduct checks immediately. Perhaps you should deal with Clone Tank 3 after all, Sylvia.
I'll do it straight away.
Scanners indicate object off port bow, probably an escape pod. Configuration and type unknown. No life signs indicated. Activating tractor beam. Security droid dispatched to loading bay G23. Log entry ends.
Shh.
situation report. We have successfully maneuvered into the wake of their warp envelope, Captain, and are now matching their speed. We were not detected. They have not reacted to the distortion caused by our incursion. Good. Now the Terran ship will act as a shield against possible sensor probes.
Investigating this subject nebula, I discovered that it was inhabited by beings made up of some form of plasma energy. These, what shall I call them, these plasmites have the ability to pass through the hull of any ship that enters their nebula and drain the life force from the unfortunate crew. They are currently drifting towards the much larger Thundercloud Nebula, where a plentiful supply of residual energy awaits them. As they are moving away from the main shipping lanes, I believe they no longer present a threat to unwary travellers. At their present rate of velocity, however, I calculate that their energy reserves will have become depleted before reaching their objective. Sadly, therefore, they are destined for extinction. It's always sad when a species dies. Strange. Space suddenly appears to have developed an atmosphere.
Don't do that. You frightened me.
A condition easily achieved in your species. Why were you interfering with that transducer?
I wasn't. The ship's computer reported a temperature drop on number 3 tank. It was going to send the engineer down here. I said I'd deal with it to stop him poking around.
I see. I will adjust the transducer to give the proper reading.
What does it do, this transducer?
It simply generates a false reading to your ship's computer.
So that it doesn't realise we're not shipping cattle and sheep as usual?
Correct.
So what sort of livestock are we shipping? It has to be some sort of illegal export, right?
Silence! You ask too many questions and I grow tired of your inane prattle. I shall return to my command centre. See to it that the other tanks are working within the new parameters.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir. Yes?
Sylvia, we have picked up an object that appears to be an escape pod.
Really? Any survivors?
I have detected no life signs, but the pod's outer hull is of an unusual material, and this may be blocking my sensors.
Keep me informed.
Hello. You must be the reception committee.
Please report your condition. Do you require medical assistance?
No, I don't. But thank you for asking.
Then follow me to the recreation lounge.
What ship is this?
GM cargo ship Genesis. I am droid 476.
Really? What sort of cargo?
Please follow me to the recreation lounge.
Obviously, I've reached the limits of your conversation.
Please follow me.
To the recreation lounge. Yes, I know. Lead on.
Hello. Sentinel told me we had a stranger on board.
How do you do?
Your hand is terribly cold. And you look so pale. How do you feel?
Perfectly well, thank you.
You must have had a rough time of it.
A rough time of what?
People don't usually resort to escape pods unless there's a certain amount of escaping to do.
Escape pod?
You seem a little confused.
Are you sure you're all right?
There must be some misunderstanding.
We just rescued you, didn't we?
I appreciate the gesture, but I didn't need rescuing.
But you were adrift in space.
Obviously, my craft was mistaken for some sort of escape capsule. An understandable mistake. I was somewhat occupied, filing a report at the time I was pulled into your ship.
Your craft? You're not seriously telling me that's your normal mode of transport?
It suits my purposes perfectly well.
And what might they be?
I'm employed to keep an eye on things. A watchman, if you like. The people I work for don't like surprises. I endeavour to see they don't have any.
Not even pleasant ones?
They like to know everything in advance.
How mysterious. Will you be staying as our guest for a while?
I think I'd find that interesting. Thank you.
I see you've started making yourself at home.
I'm afraid I find libraries difficult to resist.
The history of ancient Greece and Macedonia. A bit dull for my tastes.
History is one of my particular interests.
You haven't told me your name.
My name?
Yes. That's not a mystery as well, is it?
No. No, not at all. I just haven't had much use for one.
But you must still have a name, surely.
It's Alexander.
Oh, okay. Alex. You don't mind if I call you Alex, do you?
No. And you are?
Sylvia Tanner, ship's geneticist.
Geneticist?
This is a cloning transport. You didn't know?
Your droid wasn't very informative, I'm afraid. What sort of clones?
We ship livestock to the colony worlds.
As clone cells?
To begin with, we also start the process of growing them on board the ship.
So where is the rest of the crew?
Well, Alan is checking over the engines at the moment, but he'll be along later.
Only two of you? But this recreational facility alone would cater for 30 people at least.
It used to, until the Sigma 3 series computer was installed. That's Sentinel, by the way.
Sentinel? I'll look forward to meeting it. Perhaps you could give me a tour of the ship, if you're not too busy, that is.
What would you like to see first?
Could I see the engines? If Alan could spare me some time. And then perhaps you could show me the cloning facility. I'm sorry, is something wrong?
No, nothing at all. I'll arrange for Alan to show you the engines. Sentinel, could you ask Alan Bryce if he's too busy to show our guest around the engine room?
Alan Bryce is not responding to my call.
Where is he at the moment?
Checking. Alan Bryce is located near cloning vat 16.
What's he doing down there?
I do not have that information.
I've got to get down there.
I'll come with you.
Field Major Starn, Sultaran Military Intelligence, log entry 9774. The plan is proceeding as anticipated. With the aid of my brother warriors, I shall take command of this vessel and begin the activation of the Sultaran force that will enable us to achieve the final and complete victory over the Rutan Horde. I grow tired of skulking and hiding in shadows like some human thief. How I long to fight in open combat once more. Myself in the glory of battle.
Alan? Alan, where are you?
Sylvia, I think I've found him.
Good. I'd like to have a few words. Oh my God.
His neck's been broken.
It was an accident, surely.
Murder. His head was twisted by a powerful pair of hands.
How do you know?
The bruises on the side of his face and head.
I can't see any.
Oh, yes, they're there. Each finger of his attacker's hands left a mark. Only three digits.
What?
The murderer only has three digits on each hand. that rules you out as the killer.
Well, of course it does.
You're not strong enough to have done this kind of damage. Plus, of course, at the time of death, approximately 15 minutes ago, you were introducing yourself to me in the recreation lounge. And I was there too, so it wasn't me.
How do you know when he died?
A simple calculation. You said that there are only two of you in the crew?
Yes.
Which leaves only one conclusion. You have a stowaway on board.
I need to lie down.
Make sure you lock the door to your room.
Lock my door?
Just a precaution.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Now, let's see if this is working.
Sylvia, is that you?
No, it isn't. And I notice you weren't expecting Alan Bryce. Perhaps you and I should have a little chat?
As you wish. Alex, come to the bridge.
Why did he just turn up like that? Just as that... I tell you, there's something not right about him.
What do you mean, Sylvia?
Everything! Anything! Like, why does he feel so cold? And some of the things he said about Alan's body.
What things?
He said he could see bruises on the skin. I looked and I swear there wasn't anything there.
Perhaps he was lying.
No, he said the killer had 3 digits on each hand.
Yes, Sylvia.
It just sounded plausible.
I see. I also believe Alex is not all he seems.
What do you mean?
It would be wrong for me to present a conclusion without having collected all the facts.
Damn the facts! What's your instinct?
Very well. It is my impression that there is something about Alex that is suggestive of an enforcer.
A policeman?
I do not say that he is a police officer, merely that his methods seem to suggest something of that sort.
Could he be looking for someone?
Possibly. But not on this ship. That is, not until Alan Bryce's death. I believe he will try to seek out the killer.
Why? What's it got to do with him?
I think it is simply what he does.
Field Major Starn calling Delta Unit.
Delta Unit responding. Captain Tarr of the 4th Commando Echelon here, Field Major.
What is your state of readiness, Tarr?
Everything is prepared, Field Major. We only await your command.
Good. I have disabled the ship's communications. At the predetermined time, you will proceed with the planned interception.
Yes, Field Major. What opposition can we expect?
None. The only human that might have proved an obstacle has been eliminated. All that remains to defend the ship are the security droids.
I understand. To battle and glory.
To battle and glory. Yes. But the real glory will come a little later.
Sentinel, how did you know my name was Alex?
I was monitoring your conversation with Sylvia.
Eavesdropping? Why? I see. You don't know if you can trust me.
Correct.
In that case, let me tell you what I think. Sylvia was under suspicion of some sort. You've been keeping an eye on her, but in amongst the clone vats, she was a little out of your reach. You asked Alan Bryce to investigate the vats and lost contact with him. How did you know he was dead?
His communicator was open. He had discovered something in the tanks. I heard his neck being broken, and then his communicator was switched off. It was at the same time that Sylvia was with you.
But you wanted to see her reaction?
I wanted to see if she was involved in the planning of Alan's death. I also wanted to see if you were a confederate of hers.
And your conclusion?
I do not believe that Sylvia was directly involved.
And?
It is unlikely that you are a co-conspirator.
Not as emphatic as I'd like, but it'll do for a start.
It is obvious that there is at least one other person aboard this ship.
Yes.
I have delayed long enough. I must communicate a request for the authorities to attend the matter.
Problems?
My long-range communications interface has been disabled.
Sabotage? Has anything else been interfered with?
My external scanners are reading false information.
How can you tell?
All readings for the last 2 hours repeat themselves exactly in 20-minute cycles. The probability for this happening approaches zero.
You're going to have to trust me, Sentinel, because I think I'm the only help you have.
Achieve.
Just an answer to one or two questions.
This is ridiculous. I've told you already, we're growing livestock in these tanks.
Our stowaway has been very methodical. Key elements of the ship's function have been interfered with. Besides, Alan Bryce was killed for a reason. And I believe it was because he found out what was growing inside these tanks.
Perhaps that's all the more reason for not looking inside them.
You think you can avoid a problem by ignoring it?
I'm merely thinking of our safety. I, for one, do not want to provoke this killer.
I'm afraid I'm not going to play safe. Never have. Would you switch off the circulation pumps? Please?
Very well.
You see, neither sheep nor cattle.
Giant toads? That's disgusting! Why would anybody want to grow giant toads?
Look again, Sylvia. A close look at the faces.
My God. It's Field.
Yes, Sylvia. It's who?
It's Field Major Stone. You really don't want to provoke this person.
Some Tyrans can be very frightening people, I'll admit. Did you realise that before or after Stone killed John Holford?
How do you know about that?
Sentinel has been confiding in me. John Holford went missing shortly after starting an investigation into your activities.
Really? Well, what Sentinel doesn't know is that John was one of the people I was investigating.
You were investigating him?
Someone on Tellholt was using company ships to make a little bit on the side. What made it especially difficult to prove was that the ringleaders were all security men.
And Holford was one of them?
Yes. I was sent to Tellholt to gather evidence. I let it be known I was in the market for a bit of honest corruption.
But the wrong people took your bait.
I didn't realise that until John started to investigate his mysterious rival and got gunned down in front of me for his trouble.
Holford was a little out of his depth.
That's more or less what Stan said. After that, I didn't dare cross him. I was too far away from any reliable backup.
But Holford's gang already knew you were up to something. So when Holford went missing, they had two choices. Pull you in for questioning or let your scheme run its course and see where it led. They chose the latter and put another of their security men on board. Alan Bryce.
Alan Bryce was a security man? I thought he just had the hots for me.
Unfortunately for him, you weren't just dealing with another bunch of petty criminals.
Shh! It's Stan!
So that's how he got on board. Being a Sontaran, it was a fair guess he'd have some sort of command center, and one of those containers seemed the most likely location. There, he's gone. Probably to check on his brothers in the clone vats. Now's our chance.
Where are we going?
We're going to take a look inside Stan's command center.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to say that. What are we doing here?
I'm trying to find out what the Sontarans are planning.
That's obvious, isn't it?
Is it?
Of course. Starn's some sort of egomaniac, and he intends to populate the universe with copies of himself.
I don't think you've picked up much about Sontaran culture. You should read more books.
I know they're at war with some other unpleasant species. Both halves of this war border on our space, but they're too busy killing each other for that to matter. Oh, and I nearly forgot. I wouldn't want to marry one.
As I said, you don't know much about them. For a start, Sontarans don't get married. There are no female Sontarans anymore.
No wonder Starn's always in such a bad mood.
They're a clone species, totally dedicated to war. No sooner do they win one war than they'll start another one. Any allies they make on the way are usually the victims of their next onslaught.
So he's growing an army in the Genesis.
That much is certain.
But perhaps they're running out of resources back home.
Unlikely. Besides, if that were the case, they'd probably just take this ship and any others like it. Hello. I've seen something like this before.
What is it?
It looks like a subliminal learning device, but it's been adapted. My guess is that the Sontarans in the vats have already started their military training. Apart from that, it's a standard Sontaran command center. Starn's energizer, short-range communicator, that sort of thing. Did Starn ever contact you using a communicator?
No. His usual method was to creep up behind and scare me to death.
That means there's a Sontaran craft nearby. We'd better get back to the bridge.
So, you have betrayed me.
Starn!
Your willingness to betray your own species left me with no illusions as to your loyalty towards me. Who is this? You reported only one other member of the crew. More lies!
Perhaps I should introduce my...
Silence! I asked a female.
He isn't part of the crew. The ship picked up his craft a short while ago. It seemed to be adrift.
And you believed his story.
Well, why shouldn't I?
It is curious. He arrives, my command center is discovered. But your attempt to gather intelligence was inept. Do you think I would leave my command center without alarming it first? No Sontaran would make such an error.
It's very difficult for the rest of us to live up to Sontaran standards.
Of course. How awful it must be to be human. To spend your whole lives groveling like worms weighed down by your fear and petty greed. You will never know the true joy of battle.
But no doubt you'll try to convey it by invading our space.
Your space? You are not worthy of it. But when the time comes to take it from you, we will do so in open battle, not through subterfuge.
So this has to do with your current enemy?
An outflanking maneuver on an enemy that shares a frontier with you. In this ship, I can transport enough Sontaran warriors to capture a world designated as Sigma 150. It holds the key to our enemy's defenses. From there, his early warning systems are operated, and from there, all his graviton mines can be deactivated. I will open a gateway, allowing our forces to flood through and achieve a glorious victory.
But that wouldn't work if you had to fight your way across human space. It would be like sending a message that you were coming.
That is why it fell to me to form a strategy that would allow us to secretly transport an army through human space.
You've done an admirable job of it, so far.
And I will continue to do so. But you are no longer needed here. Die!
Now what?
Ah, Sergeant, you've arrived just in time. Take this Sontaran prisoner.
What? Oh! Run!
Sentinel! Sentinel, are you there? Oh, come on, you overrated calculator! Speak to me!
Sylvia, what is the matter?
There's an alien on board this ship, and he's got Alex.
Give it up, Stan. You're outnumbered.
The reaction I could expect from a human.
Your position is hopeless.
My early discovery was a contingency that had been planned for. Soon, my brother warriors will counterattack, and then this ship will be ours!
What's happening?
I have sent security droids to the cargo hold. They are sniping at the Sontaran.
Is that all?
The alien may be induced to surrender.
Optimistic at the very least. What was that?
Something has struck our outer hull.
The Sontaran ship.
I am activating the external scanner.
It's like some huge, blood-sucking insect. Now what?
The Sontarans are forcing their way on board. I am sorry, but I will need all the droids to defend the ship.
But you can't just abandon Alex to his fate!
If the alien's confederates are beaten off, perhaps you will negotiate terms for Alex's release.
Very well. I'm going down to keep an eye on him.
We are under attack. This is the safest place for you.
So?
I have need of your advice. Don't go. Before they capture the ship.
So why fight on? Save your resources!
My function is to...
Oh, don't spout regulations at me! Please do it!
I am altering my tactics. All droids are being withdrawn.
Thank you. Now I think I'll make myself scarce before the Sontarans get here.
Stay where you are!
Too late. What?
No!
Welcome, Sylvia.
You're alive.
A little battered, but yes. Not sure where we are exactly, but I know we can't get out.
It is one of the veterinary booths, Alex. Samples of matured cloned animals are brought here for observation from time to time.
Sentinel, it's good to hear from you.
The Sontaran presented me with the opportunity of selecting a secure location for you. I chose one where I felt you would be safe, and I could stay in touch with you.
Well, I hope you haven't chosen one that's too difficult to escape from.
I would advise against any precipitate action, Alex.
All right, we'll lie low for a while. And then we escape.
What with? Your ship?
Well, aside from the fact that there's a heavily armed Sontaran warship attached to the Genesis that'll vaporize any ship that leaves without Field Major Stan's authorization...
Go on.
There's the Sontaran plan. If it succeeds, they'll be free of the stalemate that's been preventing them from attacking the human race in force. They'll be after humanity next.
The engineers report that the ship's navigation is now under our control, Field Major. Good. The first batch of warriors will be ready soon. Check the cloning tanks.
Sir!
They do intend to kill us, then?
Yes. Sontarans only keep prisoners as long as they have a use for them.
Oh, how did I get myself into this mess?
You investigated the right crime at the wrong time. Or the other way round.
The first time I met Stan, I had quite a shock, I can tell you.
He probably took it as a compliment. Sontarans like to frighten people.
He told me this story about how his people were short of food because of the war, and that the shipment wouldn't be going to an Earth colony at all, but to a Santaran farming world.
Little by little, he was reeling you in.
Suddenly, I was in over my head. Now I'm on a ship with hundreds just like him.
Hundreds of thousands, if you include the ones in the clone tanks.
Why didn't our border patrols intercept their warship?
My guess is that they spent months sneaking in on reaction power, probably through the Marius cluster, then waited for the Genesis to converge with them so that they used the wash from its warp signature to hide the firing of their own warp engines. It must have taken meticulous planning.
Alex?
Yes, Sentinel?
I thought you should know that the Santarans have disabled my control of the ship.
We're heading towards the frontier.
Some of the Santarans in the clone tanks have nearly matured.
If they go into action, we lose any chance of stopping them.
But will these newly cloned warriors not require a period of training?
No. Sylvia and I found a subliminal training device which trains the cloned warriors while they're still in the tank. Of course! Every piece of technology is a form of double-edged sword.
Meaning?
Meaning we have to escape straight away. It's just hit me. It can be done. Here, let me help you.
Don't they ever clean those animal feed hoppers?
Evidently not.
Oh, look at me. I'm covered in dust.
Come on, there's no time to lose.
Computer, explain the alarm.
A power surge has started an electrical fire on Deck F, Section 4.
How is that possible? Are you responsible for this?
My programming does not allow me to endanger the ship or its crew.
Why did you not detect the power surge and rectify it?
My detector arrays were damaged during the battle.
Is the ship in any serious danger?
At the moment, the fire is localized and not an immediate threat to the safety of the ship.
Good.
However, if the fire is allowed to spread unchecked...
Yes?
It will most likely damage the cables supplying power to the clone vats.
Operations, this is Field Major Starn. A fire has broken out on... on Deck F, Section 4, sent every available Santaran to fight it. There will be no deviation from glory.
There, that's cleared everyone out. Thank you, Sentinel, if you can hear me. Now, where's the subliminal device?
Is this it? Attached to the console?
Yes. Thank you. Right. Ah, here we are. Subliminal training algorithms. I'll have to tag a disruptive lesson onto the end of the instructions.
What's happening? No human being could work that fast. No human could... What are you?
Any time now, the Santarans will be getting a nasty surprise. What I've got to do is find engineering and re-establish Sentinel's control over the ship. Maybe we can get a distress signal out. Sylvia? What's the matter? Why are you looking at me that way?
You didn't answer my question.
What question?
You're not human, are you? You're a machine, aren't you? An android!
I'm a friend. That's the most important thing. I'm your friend. No, Sylvia, not that way! It'll be crawling with Santarans.
This is Field Major Starn. Report on the situation.
The fire has been extinguished, Field Major.
Good.
The reinforcements are now arriving.
I ordered no reinforcements. Explain.
A force of Santaran warriors is approaching us along the starboard gangway.
What is happening? Report! Report! Somebody report!
Security sweep completed. No vessels detected within range. Warship Delta maintaining standby readiness. I am picking up an emergency message from one of our units on board the alien ship. They say they are under heavy attack. Alert the crew and order them to guard against boarders. I shall prepare for takeoff. I am receiving no response from the lower deck. Go down and verify that the ship is secure. At once. Who? What are you... Give me a situation update. We are getting reports of our forces being attacked from all over the ship, Field Major. This is senseless! Where have these forces come from? Sir, several units report being attacked by... Well! They report being attacked by other Sontarans, sir. That is unheard of! Computer, what do you know about this?
I have no information available.
Oh, you're hurting me. Stop it, please.
So, the human female. She was found wandering in the living quarters, Field Major. Perhaps she knows something about these attacks. Well?
I don't know anything. It was Alex. He did it. I don't know how. That was when I found out he isn't human. I wanted to tell you to let you know.
What is this gibberish? She is no use as a source of information. However, she will enable me to obtain some. You, Field Major, begin to throttle her. Slowly. Now, computer, once again. What do you know of these attacks?
Very well. The man known as Alex had recognized that you were using a subliminal learning device to train your troops while they were still in the clone tanks. I am not certain, but I surmise that he has somehow used this device to turn the warriors emerging from the clone tanks against you. Would you please stop choking Sylvia Tanner now?
Release her! She may still be useful. The bridge is under attack. Contact all commando units and order them to regroup here. When we have secured this position, we will begin a sweep through the entire ship and inform them that any opposing Sontaran they kill will still be dying a glorious death in battle.
Now, if I form a crossover here and connect this wire here... Sentinel? Sentinel, can you hear me?
Alex? Are you well?
Yes. Have you heard from Sylvia?
Sylvia has been recaptured, Alex. She is here on the bridge with Field Major Starn.
How is she?
She appears exhausted, but otherwise unharmed.
What's the situation like up there?
The bridge is under heavy attack from the renegade Sontarans, but a relieving force of Sontaran commandos seem likely to break through soon.
Are you and Sylvia in any immediate danger?
Field Major Stan's forces appear to be holding.
I suppose that's something. Sentinel, can you recheck your navigation controls?
Please wait. I have no navigational control.
Just hang on while I switch these round. There. Now try.
I now have navigational control. Will the Sontarans not see that you have restored my navigation interface?
Only if they look in the environmental controls. I'm using them to bypass the navigation interface. As far as they're concerned, everything will look the same. There's just one more thing. That should give you control of all readings that appear on the bridge.
Which means that the Sontarans will not be able to tell that I am now changing the course of the ship by 180 degrees.
That'll do for a start. But I've worked out a new heading for you to take. I'll enter it now.
Alex, this heading will take the ship away from the naval base on Talhalt 3.
And the main shipping lanes, I know. I don't want this battle to spread any more than it has to.
The Sontarans will eventually realize that they are not on their original heading.
I hope by then that I'll have thought of a way of stopping them.
And if not?
Then there's something waiting at the end of this heading that will act as a failsafe and stop them dead in their tracks. I just hope I don't have to resort to it.
This is not right. A Sontaran does not fight his brother warrior. What madness has possessed me? Brother? Die gloriously, brother. Report! The ship is ours again, Field Major. The renegades appear to have gone into genetic shock and are unable to resist our troops. The effect of the illegitimate training algorithm. It has created an irresolvable conflict in their mind. Send a troop of commandos to guard the subliminal device against further tampering. Only a section can be spared, Field Major. Our losses have been high. How high? We have suffered over 50% casualties. Many of our units were taken completely by surprise and wiped out. Our warship has also been severely damaged. Its scanning and computation systems will take some time to repair.
I see. Very well, send a section. I shall be down as soon as I can to restore the subliminal programs.
Our priority must be the replacement of our losses as quickly as possible.
Sentinel?
It is a relief to hear from you again, Alex. I was concerned that you might have been captured.
No, some passing Sontarans interrupted me, that's all. They don't seem to be looking for me.
I gather that they are too thinly stretched at the moment to mount any intensive searches. Alex, I am becoming concerned about Sylvia.
Why?
I am monitoring her condition, and I fear she may have reached the limits of her endurance. She appears to be exhibiting signs of Grimwade syndrome.
What?
Grimwade syndrome. Unreasoning and pathological fear of...
I know what Grimwade syndrome is, thank you. This is going to complicate things horribly.
In what way, Alex?
Because now, you silicone simpleton, she's going to be more afraid of me than she is of the Sontarans. At least while you have command of life support, Starn won't dare harm her.
Alex, it is only a matter of time before his engineers redirect control. Wait, please.
Sentinel, what is it?
Alex, there is a ship-wide broadcast for you. It is from Field Major Starn. I am patching it through.
This is a message for the human known as Alex. You have 1 hour to surrender yourself to me on the bridge. If, after that time, you have not done so, I shall execute the human female. That is all.
What will you do?
I'm rapidly running out of options. I'll have to go to the bridge.
He will probably kill you.
Very likely. I need you to agree to something.
What is it?
Keep to the heading I've set you. If they kill Sylvia and me, then keep going till you reach my failsafe.
How will I know when I have reached it?
You'll know.
Very well, Alex. I will see you again on the bridge.
You'll be monitoring what happens?
Yes, Alex. I shall help you. If I can.
Ah, you came. Just as I knew you would.
There's no need for you to harm Sylvia. You've got what you wanted.
Your concern for the female is your undoing. You are our enemy.
You made me your enemy.
All races are our enemy. That is the Sontaran way. You were in a position to oppose us, yet you gave up that opportunity because of a foolish concern for a worthless female. It is one of your many weaknesses.
Really? I could say that strutting around being generally unpleasant to everyone else was a weakness. It doesn't allow you any freedom of thought, of expression. Sontarans have no individuality, no personal identity. They can never learn the true worth of anything, so how can you understand its strength?
If what you say is true, then why is it that I am the one with the power of life and death over you?
If you're going to kill one of us, then kill me. She's no threat to you.
Yes, you are correct. She is no threat to me. But she may still be of use to me.
Kill us, Stan, and you'll have signed your own death warrant.
Really? You think, after I have killed you, that your computer will let us suffocate and freeze to death?
Operations here.
This is Field Major Stan. Are the field engineers ready to proceed?
They are, Field Major.
Then tell them to do so.
At once, Field Major.
Alex, I have lost control of life support.
So now I can kill you with impunity.
And you'll use your gun to kill me, will you? And then you'll use it to kill an unarmed female. Very courageous, I'm sure.
Ha! I shall break your puny neck with my bare hands. Just like I did with the other human. What is happening?
I keep telling people I'm a lot stronger than I look.
What are you? You are no weakling human. The female said something. She said you weren't human.
Perhaps you should have listened to her. But then in your eyes, she's only a worthless female.
Guards! One way or another, you will die, whatever you are.
Failsafe inside, Alex. I am accelerating towards it.
What is this? What does the computer mean?
You'll find out soon enough.
Computer, tell me what you meant, or I will kill the being known as Alex.
You are going to kill him anyway.
Kill me!
Very well. It means that very soon, we are all going to die.
Field Major Stern here.
Operations here, Field Major.
What is it?
The warship Delta reports that scanning and computation functions are back online, sir. They also report that we are no longer en route to Sigma 150.
What? But all the readings show... you.
That's right. Me.
Sir, there is another report coming in from the Delta.
Yes?
They say we are heading directly towards a small unidentified nebula.
Warship Delta pre-flight checks complete. Disengaging from Genesis now. Disengaged. Accelerating to scouting speed.
Scanning. No clear readings. Closing on nebula. No ships detected in vicinity.
When we have identified the nature of the threat, we will know how to deal with it.
Perhaps there are some things that some Tarans cannot deal with.
Unlikely.
Fluctuating energy readings detected from target. No vessels identified within cloud. What are your orders?
Carry out a rapid sweep through the nebula.
Understood. Entering nebula in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
On a fast sweep, he should emerge any moment now. Delta! Warship Delta, report!
Warship Delta here. No hazards to report. Sweep indicates clear.
What? Excellent!
Command?
Yes?
I have a fault on port navigation vector. I am conducting a wide arch maneuver while repairs are carried out. Estimate time of return, approximately 2 hours.
Very good. Another empty threat exposed. I grow weary of your annoying presence. You will now restore control of this ship to us.
Why should I?
Because I will kill the female if you do not. There. I told you she might still be useful to me.
I suggest you do as Field Major Starn asks. While there is life, there is hope, Alex.
But for you, not a great deal. This is the ship's steerage interface. You will now restore it to our control.
I'll need to communicate with Sentinel.
Why?
Because I need to verify if my actions have had the expected result.
Very well. But remember, I will kill the female at the first sign of sabotage. You, activate that control panel.
Yes, Field Major.
Sentinel?
I hear you, Alex.
Good. I'll need to verify some changes I make with you from time to time. Do you understand?
Of course, Alex.
What is all this prattle? Get on with it!
Very well. Sentinel?
Yes, Alex.
Are we still on course for the nebula?
Yes, Alex. We are about to enter it.
Do you take me for a fool? This has nothing to do with restoring the controls. You are planning something. What is it? Bring the female over here.
Field Major!
What is it?
We are under attack.
What? Explain. Who is attacking you?
Unidentified. Keep away! No!
What is this? You know what is happening?
I'm rather afraid I do.
I thought so. Then you will put a stop to it immediately.
It's no longer in my power to do anything. You're doomed, I'm afraid.
Alex, they're here.
What are they?
They're plasmites, beings made of plasma energy.
You two, destroy them! What have they done to my men?
They've drained the life force from them, just leaving the empty husks. Distasteful, isn't it?
Stop them! You must know how to stop them!
Given time, perhaps I could think of a way of stopping them. But you don't have any time left.
My plan, it was perfect! A glorious victory over our enemies, and I would be its architect! To glory. To battle and glory!
Ah! Oh, dear. This is the bit I was dreading. Sylvia, there isn't much time. You're going to have to trust me.
What are you going to do?
We have to take shelter inside the reactor containment field. The field will distort itself around me and hopefully keep the plasmites at bay. But I'll have to keep my arms around you.
I don't know that I can.
Quickly, Sylvia. It is your only hope.
All right. I'll do it. I'll do it.
This way. Now hold on to me as tightly as you can. That's it. I know it's difficult. Here they come.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Sylvia, you survived.
Thanks to you, Alex.
Where are we?
We are clear of the nebula. I have altered course for the naval base at Telhold 3. I will send out a distress signal as soon as the maintenance droids have repaired my communications interface.
And the Sontarans?
Are all dead, including those in the clone tanks.
I see. It seems such a terrible waste of life.
Not wasted, Alex. The plasmites did not kill for glory or vanity. They killed to survive. Life was merely transferred.
Perhaps.
I thought that somehow you had been drained after all.
No, that's not quite possible with me. I think it was a combination of the effects of the containment field using my frame as a conduit and the plasmites that overloaded my circuits.
Sentinel, you knew that Alex was an android all along, didn't you?
From the moment he walked onto this ship, I was unable to read any life signs from him.
Thank you for keeping my secret.
It was for Sylvia's sake that I did so.
Sentinel?
Yes, Alex?
Can Can you explain what happened when the Sontaran warship went through the nebula?
Warship Delta here. No hazards to report. Sweep indicates clear.
That was you?
My sensors picked up the Sontaran warship as it emerged from the nebula. When it sent no signal, I surmised that the crew were dead. I did not want the Sontarans to be put on their guard. I improvised.
It has been interesting, Alex.
I can't argue with that.
Who are you, Alex? What are you?
Well, I rather like the name, Alex, so I think I'll keep it. I hope you don't mind my borrowing it from your history book. As to what I am, let's just say I'm the product of a very advanced civilization. Someone to help them keep a watch on things.
I am reading a life sign from you now, Alex. The plasmites have left something. A spark, a residue that was not there before.
Yes. I feel I've changed in some way. Only time will tell how.
Sylvia, do you suppose my descendants will be anything like Alex one day?
Maybe, Sentinel. Maybe.
Addendum to previous report. The plasmites have now received an unexpected supply of life force energy. It is likely, therefore, that the species will now survive long enough to reach the Thundercloud Nebula after all.